Bonjour and welcome to We Came, We Saw,
We Podcasted. Gracias.
You can turn me down a little bit more, mate. A little bit more.
Is that all right? Are you okay over there?
I think that's all right.
You've got your sensitive ears on today, have you?
Yeah.
You got your mousy lungs in too?
No. No, doing all right.
Doing
generally.
All right today, yeah?
Apart from one thing.
Oh, okay. Come on in. Let's get it out nice and early.
We'll start with this.
Go on,
right. I'm an average looking dude, right?
I'd say you're at least a six.
I'm nothing special. Yeah, I'd say a six is a good round up of my looks.
You're not a five. You're an average five banging them. No, you're not.
Yeah,
you're above that, mate. You're above
six.
That.
Let's put a 0.2 on it. 6.2.
6.2. Right, I'm happy 6.2 to go for
that. In the looks. But what I fail with on looks, I make up in charm and wit.
That is very true.
Right?
Very
so,
true.
Generally, you know, I keep myself clean, keep myself well presented, always do my hair, always keep my beard kind of trim as well, right?
Very much so.
Now, I've had a thing that I've had to, you know, deal with since becoming a teenager all those years ago. And
all those years ago.
For some reason,
yeah,
every now and then, mostly when I don't fucking want them, I'll get a boil.
Right.
Now, boils, you think, like, back in the 18th century, right?
Like plague.
Yeah,
like plague.
It's like the plague. But this is actually what boils are like. They just randomly pop up. And I've got one right at the back of my neck.
Okay.
Which has grown in the past week. And now has turned into two boils.
Ooh.
Which I believe the medical term is a carbuncle. It's very painful.
Yeah, but what a great name for it.
And with a boil at the side of my neck, it brings me down, I would say, to at least a 3.6.
No.
I think so.
Look, you've got your hood up right now.
Unless I approach them sideways on with the boil not facing them, like, hello.
Hi. This is my best side.
Just approach them with my non-boiled side.
But you've got your hood up,
yeah.
All right. You've styled it out. You've got the hoodie on,
exactly.
Opened up.
Yep.
You've done the hair.
People have been saying,
"Pop the hood up."
Oh, look at you in your
very trendy
your skinny jeans and your hoodie.
And in fairness, you've got a kind of a nice tanned look to your face.
Right.
Like you've been outside in the garden
well,
again.
I have. Yeah,
attending to your man garden.
Yeah, I've been out in my man garden.
So, as far as you know,
I'm styling it out.
As far as anyone's concerned, you don't have a boil.
Yeah,
and even if you did, it's your business. No one else's.
Well, I showed the next door neighbours.
Yeah.
Because they were commenting on how good I look. And I always appreciate that at 6.2.
A compliment is a compliment.
And I was like, thanks very much. But do you want to know what I'm hiding? And I...
As he gave it away.
I exposed it. I can't lie to my neighbours.
Fair enough.
You know, I live next door to him. So I exposed it to them.
Yep.
Let's get a genuine reaction from you now. Because you haven't,
cause I haven't
actually
seen it.
Seen
no,
it,
no.
Right?
I genuinely haven't. Oh, dear.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
So this is 6.2.
Yeah, 6.2.
What did we say? Go down to...
3.4, you said.
3.4.
That's quite a drop. It's quite a drop.
Check this out, right?
Yeah.
6.2.
6.2, yeah. Oh, dear.
That is quite big.
Yeah.
Just move it to this way. No, I can't see. You've moved it beyond the mic.
I can't move it too much, mate. It might explode.
Just there you are. Yeah, but it doesn't look that... I am going to disagree with you.
Right.
It doesn't look that
I'm gonna
bad.
I'm going to leave it out and exposed as well.
That's
for
fine.
You.
I don't think it looks that bad.
Right.
It does look
feel
like...
angry.
You do have,
yeah.
Like, you do have, clearly,
yeah.
You know, something on your neck.
Something
like, you know,
neck.
You've got a boil there.
Right.
But it's not like it's got that horrible head on it, or like a pussy spot or something.
This is where the story continues.
Right.
Because I showed the next door neighbours.
Yep.
And they gave me some... old school ointment. Now, if you go out to the shops, to the chemist, there's nothing really in the market that will say this is specifically for boils. And I've never really seen it written on any packaging or anything, any antiseptic cream. Doesn't say boils, nothing. But this
is a thing of the past.
Yeah, but this is like ointment from 1980. You can't even get this shit nowadays. It's banned. They banned this shit. But it's for boils. And so I risked it for a biscuit, mate.
Well,
I'm trying to get myself back up to a 6.2 here.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck it, I'll try it. Now, it looks like it's from 1982 as well, mate. It's been around Bill's grandma gave it to him. And now he's...
So
he's like,
passed on.
When he's like, try this, because Bill cut his thumb off the other day.
What do you mean? Whoa.
Yeah, he sliced through his thumb. And so he used some of this ointment, because it's ointment for boils, burns, and it's a skin healing ointment. And so he put it on his thumb.
Yeah.
And kind of... What do you call that?
Wrapped it?
Yeah, he wrapped it up.
Yeah.
And next day, it's all healed up on the skin.
Nice.
You know? It's magical cream. So it's a lot better today. I'm going to have another go at it tonight. And hopefully tomorrow, I'm at least up to a 5.6.
Yeah, well, no, I don't think it's brought you down quite as far as you
think. And until then, I'll just wear my hoodie. Anyway, how's your week, Reece?
My week's been all right. Well, we've had a bank holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Since the last episode. So, you know, quite nice.
It's yesterday. Bank holiday Monday here in the UK.
Because obviously, we probably should, you know, get to the point.
Yeah, all right.
It's a Tuesday.
It is today, but I thought you were going to go along the point of yesterday was, for some reason, still don't understand it. And maybe you can explain to me, Rob, what the fuck is May the 4th? May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
That's all I saw yesterday.
May the
4th
be with you is Star Wars Day.
Right, okay. Well, what does it mean? What does it all mean? Because
well,
no, I've never seen
day,
it.
It's just a day to celebrate Star Wars.
Right, okay.
Like, there's a day for celebrating trampolining.
How do we celebrate
there's
Star Wars?
There's a day
Wars
for celebrating pigs in blankets.
How did you celebrate Star Wars yesterday,
well,
May the 4th?
You're supposed to do things like watch the movies.
Right, okay.
Maybe dress up as your favourite character in cosplay.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe just... Yeah. Regale some of your finer, you know, lines of your movies that you like the most.
Okay,
you know,
so how much, say in percentage, of people that you know yesterday took time out to actually celebrate this, as far as I can see, pointless day?
Well, I did.
Or is it because I've never seen Star Wars that I just don't get it? Please explain to me.
It's just a day to celebrate Star Wars.
Right.
And I think the fact that you've got a new movie
so
this year...
So can I just make up days?
Yes.
Right.
If you like.
Because and Force, really, doesn't sound alike. So why has this day been able to...
Well, because of the phrase is, may the Force be with you.
Right, I get that.
In the movie.
Right,
and then
so,
when you say it like an American, may the Fourth...
Right, may the Fourth...
Well, not with the West Country accent, no.
Right.
But May the 4th.
May the 4th.
Be with you.
Be with you.
So, May the 4th became Star Wars Day. And that's the connection.
Right.
It's fairly tenuous.
Have we got any other days that's coming up that we need to celebrate?
Well, in a strange, non-musical kind of sense, today is May the 5th.
Right.
Okay, obviously.
Maypole Day.
Well, Maypole Day.
Did you ever do that back at primary school?
No.
And run around the Maypole.
No.
Like, actually, on May Day as well. They gave you a day off and then you had to go in to dance around the fucking pole. How does this benefit me?
Sounds like you had a really rubbish childhood at times. But today is the 5th.
Right.
And it's sort of very, very, very tenuously become Revenge of the 5th. Because Revenge of the Sith is one of the other movies
anyway,
in Star Wars.
May the 4th coming podcast be a delight and a little orgasm. Shout out to Neil Norman and his Cosmic Orchestra.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. I love that. Star Wars.
Cosmic Orchestra.
Yeah. I love a Norman.
So, yeah, that is what May the 4th is all about. Anyway, it's bank holiday yesterday. More importantly, which means we all got a day off work.
Yeah. Weather was shit, standard.
Yeah, it was, of course, because, you know, mate, if you don't live in Britain, you're listening to this abroad, it is pretty much a guarantee if it's a bank holiday Monday, it will rain.
Rubbish weather.
It will rain. Or it'll be horribly cold and windy and bitter, and it'll be a rubbish day to do anything. So you've got a day off work, you think to yourself, go for a walk, go to the seaside.
Did you go for a walk?
No, I didn't. No,
did you go to the seaside?
No. Just rearranged my room indoors.
Okay.
Had a bit of a spring clean.
I did that at the weekend, actually.
Feels good.
Yeah, I pulled out all my cupboards and...
Feels
cleaned
really
my microwave.
Good.
When was the last time that fucker was cleaned?
I don't know.
By the time I spent on it, mate, a long time ago.
Bit of Mr. Muscle in there.
Yeah, a little bit of scrubbing in that, I tell ya.
Yeah, but it's good. It's good to have a spring clean. It makes you feel like you've sort
but
of
anyway,
you know, got rid of the crappy life.
Going back before we started talking about yesterday, you were talking about today... Yeah.
It's Tuesday, yeah.
It's a Tuesday, which is different odd. For us. It's different for us.
Yeah.
Because we normally record a podcast for a Friday release on a Thursday.
Yeah.
But we have decided that from now on, we're going to release it on a Wednesday, so record it on a Tuesday. In the afternoon as well. There were other reasons, like, you know, getting to 1 o'clock in the morning. Rob's been up like 48 hours. He's got to go back to work in two. And he's shaking. He's buzzed up.
I've got this strange twitch in my right eye.
Yeah. You know, he's high on yogi tea. There's no control.
Not even drinking it. We've sniffing it.
We've had to settle it down a little bit and decide to record it on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
So from now on, this podcast is going to be released on a Wednesday and not a Friday, and not recorded on a Thursday night for the Friday. All right?
So it's a Wednesday podcast recorded on a Tuesday, not a Friday podcast recorded on a Thursday.
Yeah. So today is Tuesday. The podcast will be released tomorrow, which is
Wednesday.
And we're no longer going to be recording on a
Thursday
for a
Friday
podcast release. And just in case it felt a little bit left out.
Monday.
All right.
Cool. So it's a Wednesday podcast.
It's a Wednesday
podcast.
We
podcasted every Wednesday.
I think it's a nice mid-weekly slot. Like,
yeah, just as you're sort of in a slump in the week a little bit and you need a bit of a pick-me-up.
Yeah, why not?
And of course, if you've subscribed on the Tunes of I, then it will automatically
be... Don't say Tunes of I, just say iTunes.
Sorry.
Please don't.
Why does that bother you?
I don't like it. It's like the Eye of Tunes.
The Book of Face. No,
the
so...
The Term of Twit.
What?
I don't know. That's what I mean.
Yeah, but
it's just fucking stupid. We're changing words around. We're fucking up in Star Wars Day. The world's gone mad, mate.
Whilst you're off on it, you know, the royal baby's been born.
Oh, yeah, that fucking happens as well. Brilliant.
Anyway,
what did they call the little princess in the end?
Princess Charlotte Elizabeth Diana.
Beautiful name. Nice little tribute to his mother.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm glad...
Both grandparents,
I'm glad it's happened. But there was still, like, 2 days after rolling news 24 hours a day. But the best announcement ever for a birth of a baby, especially a royal baby, was when a woman read out a statement to Kay Burley. And instead of saying, it's a girl, she went, it's a daughter, it's a daughter. Have you ever heard anyone announce, like, when you come out of the, like, labour ward?
What did you have? What did you have?
Your family at the hospital. They go, what is it? It's a daughter. You wouldn't. You'd just say,
it's a girl.
We've had a girl. Or, it's a girl.
Yeah.
It's a daughter.
That was the strangest welcoming answer to a question about a baby. But yes, so there you go. Wednesday podcast. Subscribe on iTunes.
Wednesday.
We're on Stitcher as well for Android users.
Wednesday.
And of course, we're on Twitter and Facebook as well.
Wednesday.
All right.
Yeah, lovely.
Also, while you're there, why not rate and review the podcast?
Rate and review.
And... It just has...
Don't give it 1 star, though. Don't be a
just
git.
Three
or four is fine.
Give it how I'm feeling. What was I saying? A
3.4?
Give it a 3. Round down.
Really?
Yeah, give it a 3. All right? Because I think a 3-star...
Well, play it from
means
here.
It's okay.
Play it from
and
here.
And I'm all right
if the rest
with
of this
it.
Gets,
it's okay.
If the rest of the podcast gets better, then maybe a rate of 4.
But even if you want to, like, whack an emoji up there, it helps our ratings.
Aubergines, so we like an aubergine.
Yeah, we love an aubergine. we quite like a dog emoji as well.
We do, absolutely, yeah. And did you know of the emojis?
I don't like the cheeky monkey face, though. So
why?
I don't, it's just like, I don't know.
You got the three monkeys, which is the hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil.
Yeah, I thought it was cheeky monkey, the one with his hands in front.
Oh, I think that's speak no evil. It's like the whole monkey picture, isn't it?
With
the three monkeys behind the mouth.
I don't know what emoji means. I'll send it if I'm being a cheeky monkey.
You don't send the poo with the face on it then?
If I've had a good one.
Which, when you think about it, which...
you know? Because sometimes you have a good one and you've just got to tell somebody. And instead of sending an actual picture of it, just send a smiley.
Why have I never received the smiley emoji?
What
poo?
Is the official?
Because you know it doesn't actually come under stuff.
It used to be smiley piece of poo, didn't it?
Well, no, but it's now it comes under the faces,
right?
Which basically is Apple's way of saying that, you know, maybe you're sending a smiley face to someone, but you actually think they're a piece of shit.
Right. Okay.
It's like subliminally saying, "Yeah, you git."
Right.
Or something.
Or,
like,
"Yeah, you shit."
Yeah.
Oh,
well, yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's more.
Right. Anyway, look, iTunes.
Emoji. Lesson.
Yeah, done. Over and done with. So, yes, iTunes, subscribe, rate and review, please and thank you. That's good news for
us. Rate and review.
And talking of news. Should probably do our own, really, shouldn't we? It's the news. Not news.
No!
Okay. So I have not proofread any of these.
Okay.
I've just brought back the enormous collection of news stories that we get sent at work.
Right.
Okay. That don't make the air. And hopefully, if this is the first podcast you listen to, you'll realise why. So, police are searching for a man who left his partially severed diamond-studded ear on the pavement after it was bitten off in a fight. West Yorkshire police believe the man did not seek medical treatment after the incident in Huddersfield and are urging him to come forward. A photograph of the ear, complete with the diamond stud earring, has been posted on Twitter, but the victim has not yet been traced.
So there's a picture of an ear on Twitter.
Yeah.
There's a picture of an ear on Twitter.
Yeah.
Look, I'm all sat back, relaxed on Tuesday afternoon. I was like, whoa, better get close to that. Hang on, I'll bring it forward.
We'll just sit back, it's fine. I'll sit back, I'll turn it
off. So there's just a picture of an ear on Twitter. Diamond encrusted as well. He's got a bit of bling bling going on
bling
in the ear hole.
Yeah.
And no one knows whose ear this is. And this guy, obviously, he's not fussed about his ear either.
No.
You know, after having a week of just constant baby news, I would say, mate, this is actual news. You know? There is a man out there, or a woman, or is it a man's ear? They've determined it's a man's ear.
Well, they're searching for a man.
Right.
Based on the fact that there was a
fight.
But
it could be a woman with a very butch ear. But there's someone out there. Where did it say they were?
In Huddersfield.
In Huddersfield. Without an ear.
Yeah.
So.
And you'd have thought that they obviously know there was a fight between two people.
Right.
One having bitten the ear off. Okay. Okay. So why don't they talk to the person who bit the ear off and say, who'd you bite off of?
Right.
Because then they'll be able to find them, surely. Yeah, it was wearing so-and-so and, or, you know,
right.
Dave or whatever, you know. Okay. I don't know. Right.
Now it's turning into...
It's definitely not news now, is it?
It's gone on too long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's try this one.
I know you haven't proofread it, but at least have it around.
Well, I've got... if you see any bits of paper I've got around me... Okay, listen, Germany...
is drowning in a sea of news.
A sea of not news. Germany saw a slight uptake in beer sales last year, boosted in part by the country's run of the Football World Cup title.
And that's it?
The Federal Statistical Office said that Germans drank 22 million litres of beer per day in 2014 on average. That's up from 21.8 million litres the year before.
Yeah. Good on them.
That is so little new. That's
so news. In the past year, Germans have drank more beer.
Basically.
Done.
Just
this is
bit.
What I mean. Like, when I'm watching the news nowadays, people bat around the issues and stuff like that. Why can't, if we're going to have rolling 24-hour news, just that precise? There's a man in Huddersfield without an ear. We've got that ear. Get in touch. The next one.
Yep.
What was it? Remind me again.
Oh, what, the ear?
The one you just read.
Oh, the beer boost.
Yeah. In Germany, last year...
They dropped more beer than the year before.
The fucking pissheads. It'd be so much better.
Basically, it's like Twitter, but on the news.
Yeah, just...
Short,
that's how
concise,
it should be. Yeah.
Done.
And there was a baby born. It was a daughter!
Or a pink one.
Just keep it simple.
All right. Well, here, I'll try and keep this one simple, right? Crappy catch line. Okay, entries are piling up for a slogan contest being held this year by the North American Manure Expo. The trade show, now in its 13th year, showcases the latest technology in manure handling, treatment and application. It's being held in July in Pennsylvania. We should go. An official event slogan has already been settled on. 2015 Manure Expo, manure that you can handle. It will appear on the front of a T-shirt but contestants are vying to land a spot on the back of the t-shirt, which event organisers say will display 10 of the crappiest.
You know what that is, don't you? That's a load of shit, mate. Right.
All week.
I was searching around last night for things to talk about today.
Yeah.
Little newsy bits that's happened in the time that has elapsed since I was last in your presence.
Do you not want the story about Angry Birds?
No.
Okay.
The first one I saw is that Blur are back. They keep going away, coming back. Oh, hello, we're number one. I didn't even know that they had released a new album or indeed making music together again.
Don't listen to radio much though, do you?
No. I know there was like a couple of years ago, there was a bit of a reunion, wasn't there?
Yeah, well, Damon Albarn's doing all sorts of projects, like Gorillaz.
He's doing all kinds of shizzle. So I saw that they had got their first number one album in 10 years. Their new album is...
Magic Whip.
And so I thought I'd read about it. Like I said, yeah. I didn't even know they were back and stuff. So I'm reading this Metro article written by Tina Campbell. And Tina Campbell, don't want to be too harsh on her because she looks lovely. But I think she was having a QWERTY faux pas yesterday. Ooh. Because there's a typo right at the beginning of this article. And it's only a one-letter typo.
Right.
But it's a massive one when you don't put an R because it's the next door neighbour.
Yeah.
You accidentally press E instead.
Oh, she's written blue.
And she's written blue, which makes it a completely different band.
Totally different
topic. So I'm very confused right now.
So who's got a new
Blur
album out?
I'm excited for Blur, but I'm also excited that blue are making a potential comeback, according to this article. According to this article. Now, maybe Tina Campbell, she genuinely doesn't know the difference between Blur or Blue. Maybe you, as a podcast listener, don't know the difference between Blur and Blue. One's well known for Britpop, and the other one's well known for pop.
Just pop.
You know, so they are completely different. But yeah. I think this is an innocent typo from Miss Tina Campbell from the Metro. I did tweet them as well, obviously. I'm one of those
course.
People. I'm sat there because, you fucked up. And then sent it. But I thought it would be a nice topic for this week's quiz.
Excellent.
And we are going to call this week's quiz Blue or Blur. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. Yeah. Blue or Blur?
Oh. Do you want to do it again? Go on.
No, I'm done now. No, turn it off. You and that. Right. Anyway, so basically, the rules to the quiz are simple. It works as it always
possibly
does.
Possibly even simpler.
But yeah, it is actually simpler because I'm still going to play you the lyrics. Lyric Man is still going to read you some lyrics.
Okay.
You're going to have to listen to those lyrics with the annoying Jeopardy theme tune in the background. That sounds like this.
Yep.
Which is the screensaver in your head most days, right?
Absolutely.
And all you have to tell me is this it? Echo. Blue or Blur? All right?
Yeah, okay.
So is this Blur or is it blue? Is it blue or Blur?
Streets like a jungle, so call the police. Following the herd, down to Greece, on holiday. Love in the 90s is paranoid. On sunny beaches, take your chances looking for.
So do you reckon?
You've deliberately found the most awkward lyrics in the songs, haven't you?
Is it
you
Blue?
You massive git.
Or is it Blur? Come on, Tina Campbell relies on you.
Tina
here,
Campbell,
Rob.
For you, I would say that's Blue.
You say Blue? Correct, Robert. It's
what?
Blur.
Streets like a jungle.
Oh, balls.
So call the police.
Crack and stop.
Following the herd. down to Greece. On holiday, love in the 90s. Is paranoid. On sunny beaches. Take your chance. Just looking for girls who are boys, who like boys to be girls, who do boys like their girls.
So it was indeed like Blur with Girls and Boys, and not on their new album. They don't really do really songs like this anymore, do they?
But, although the latest one I heard on the radio is okay.
I will have to check it out.
The first one they released off it, I was a bit like, well, this is a bit dreary. Yeah. So it's got no...
They can get like that, though. They did back in the day as well. Some of those album tracks.
It lacked anyway. A lot of oomph. Right. But the newest one's okay.
All right, don't go on.
I'm just saying.
Right. Is this Blue or Blur?
Baby, I swear, I tell the truth about all the things you used to do. And if you thought you had me fooled, I'm telling you now, objection overruled.
What are we saying? And I know you're trying to work it out in your head as well, like, oh, the last one was Blur, so this is probably Blue. Or maybe he's trying to
double bluff me.
Yeah. I'm well ahead of you, mate.
Blue.
You say Blue. You are correct, Rob.
Yeah. It's
Blue. Baby, I swear, I tell the truth. About all the things you used to do. And if you thought you had me fooled, I'm telling you now. Objection overruled. Here we go. One for the money and the free ride. It's two for the lie that you denied.
All right. Don't pretend you don't know it, Rob.
All right. Three for the calls you've been making. It's four for the times you've been faking. All right.
I'm going to tell it to your face.
All right. I rest my case.
Yeah, Blue with All Rise. You were correct, Robert.
I was. Thank you very much.
Woo! Right, next is this. Blue or Blur?
Baby, when we're grinding, I get so excited. Oh, how I like it. I try but I can't fight it. Oh, you're dancing real close, plus real, real slow. You're making it hard for me.
Hey.
Hello, what? Hello. Ooh. Easy there.
Cheeky monkey lyrics.
Baby, when we're grinding, I get so excited. Oh, how I like it. I try but I can't fight it. Oh, you're dancing real close, plus real, real slow. You're making it hard for me.
So is that Blur or Blur? Who do you reckon?
Well, I think I know what the answer is, but could you play it one more time? Because I want to just listen to how voiceover man reads it. I've got my
baby
answer.
When we're grinding.
Baby, when we're grinding.
The next line.
I get so excited.
I get so excited.
He genuinely gets quite excited, doesn't he, saying that out loud. It's Blue. I'm going for Blue.
Hey! Baby, when we're grinding,
I get so excited. Oh, how I like it. I try, but I can't fight it. Oh, you're dancing real close, plus real, real slow. You're making it hard for me.
So, again, Robert, you are correct. Woo-hoo! It was indeed Blue. With Too Close, I think that one. All right?
Yeah.
Are you ready for this one?
Okay.
It's this. Blue or Blur?
City dweller, successful fella, thought to himself, oops, I've got a lot of money. I'm caught in a rat race terminally. I'm a professional cynic, but my heart's not in it. I'm paying the price of living life at the limit. Caught up in the century's anxiety. It preys on him. He's getting thin. Baby, when we're grinding, I get so excited.
Did you add an extra line on the end of that to try and put me off?
Go on. Is it Blue or is it Blur?
No, the problem is you genuinely have put me off slightly with putting that extra line on the end. I'm going to go with my instinct, which was to say Blur.
Correct.
Yeah. City dweller, successful fella, thought to himself, oops, I've got a lot of money. I'm caught in a rat race, terminally.
Oops.
I'm a professional cynic, but my heart's not in it. I'm paying the price of living life at the limit. Caught up in the centuries of anxiety. It preys on him. He's getting thin. He lives in a house, a very big house, in the country. Watching afternoon repeats and the food he eats, in the country. He takes all manner of pills and piles up endless bills, in the country. It's like an animal farm, lots of rural charm, in the country.
Another one correct, Robert, in this week's Quiz Blue or Blur. Are you ready for the final one?
I am indeed.
All right. Is this blue or blur? That's all right.
It's kind of funny how life can change. Can flip 180 in a matter of days. Sometimes love works in mysterious ways. One day you wake up, gone without a trace.
What are you saying? Final one. Done
I don't
a lot better than last week already.
Yeah, I don't imagine Damon
only
Albon.
Got 1 out of 5.
Yeah.
Should we let them into the secret from last week or not?
What secret?
The thing that happened during the middle of the quiz last week.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, okay.
I have no
all
idea
right.
what you're talking
all right.
about.
Alright. Is this blue or is it blur?
It's blue.
You say blue for 4 out of 5, which is
for 80%.
Yeah, that's good. It is blue. Correct,
yeah!
Robert.
It's kind of funny how life can change. Can flip 180 in a matter of days. Sometimes love works in mysterious ways. One day you wake up, gone without a trace. I refuse to give up. I refuse to give in. You're my everything. I don't wanna give up. I don't wanna give in. Oh no. Everybody sings.
Nice come in.
I thought it was the hip hop streets
yeah.
at some point, isn't it?
I will survive one love for the city streets.
Oh, the hip hop beats.
For the hip-hop beats, one love.
I knew it was hip-hop in there somewhere.
Oh, one love is all we need. Yeah, baby, when we're crying. Congratulations. Did well this week, Robert.
Thank you very much.
4 out of 5, 8%.
Question.
You want to fucking call it.
Question.
What?
Does that mean I technically get what's-her-face's job?
Who?
Tina.
Oh, wah, oh, wah. You are a faux pas bastard. Oh, wah, oh, wah. From Queens, I'm a journalist. Oh, wah, oh, wah. You are a faux pas bastard.
Oh, wah, oh, wah.
Q-W-E-R-T-Y, Quiddy. Anyways, I don't know. Right, you've got some music for me.
Well, I have, but you haven't signed off the quiz yet.
Oh, right, yeah. Bloody hell, I got carried away.
Sing, bitch.
That was Blue or Blur, this week's quiz. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. 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 Hope you enjoyed it.
I did, thank you very much.
Yeah,
it was excellent. And I did very well as well.
You did.
I did. Anyway, listen, this week's musical recommendation of a track I think you should listen to is Mumford & Sons and The Wolf.
Thank you.
Mumford and Sons.
Baby, when we're grinding.
Really?
Is
really?
That new Mumford, is it?
It is, brand new Mumford. They've gone all guitar-y and drummy and, yeah, and such. And I must admit, when the first song that they released off this new album came out, I was like, oh, this is...
Yeah. You've no more of...
After last week's quiz, I thought I'd better go away and do some Mumford research, right, and add a listen through to some of the new stuff. And but that, that's a cool new sound from them.
Yeah, man. So, music news this week.
Yep.
Leading on from the Blur Blue debacle. Mm-hmm. Mark Ronson is having a little bit of a musical debacle too this week.
Oh, is he now?
He's had to add some writers to his track Uptown Funk. We all know it. Yeah, tune, right?
Yeah.
Loved it ever since it was released. And when we first listened to it, we heard the influences of other,
oh, loads,
other artists in it. Like, we spoke about it on a previous podcast, and we were saying you can hear Mark Ronson's influences, yeah, in that track.
Oh, absolutely. Right?
And we named a few people. I can't remember who we spoke about, but one of them was the Gap Band with Oops Upside Your Head.
Yeah.
Because we were saying it sounds very much like...
Which is the one where you sit on the floor,
say,
do the row from side to side.
You know, so it sounds the same, right? So we said that.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, they have thought the same. And after Robin Thicke getting sued by Marvin Gaye's family...
For blurred lines.
For blurred lines, I can see more of this happening now. But it begs the question, is it a straight-up lift and theft of a track, or is it influence where you can just hear bit parts in certain songs?
Yeah.
That sounds similar.
You're using very catchy,
yeah,
you know, familiar
things that
sounds.
Have worked,
yeah.
In
and
the
then
past
and expanding on them.
For hit records. Not copying exactly, but taking bits and bobs from different tracks that have worked and putting it all together, yeah, and coming up with Uptown Funk. So Gap Band, they've kind of, if you like, I think they've jumped on the bandwagon
a bit
of the Robin Thicke.
How long has it taken them to pull their finger out,
yeah,
and do this?
Well, Mark Ronson, cleverly, has, yeah, just gone, yeah, I'll add your name as writers. And then it saves any court case, any suing.
Yeah.
They're on there. They're going to get money as being credited writers now. So everyone's happy, all right?
Yep.
But you whack it together. It's a little, it is similar.
What we need. Let me tell y'all a little something. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up.
You like my bad editing, by the way.
That is quality.
Right? So, I see where they're coming from.
Yeah.
But this could become a problem, I think, in the future.
Big problem.
Because I've been saying for a while that we're running out of music.
You have?
Just a lot of songs sound very similar. We were saying the other week, Megan Trainor.
Yeah,
the
Ollie
new
Murs,
Megan Trainor track.
And the Beard theme tune.
Yeah, it sounds like Ollie Murs and also our Beard theme tune.
R-B-E-A.
Do a Beard update. It's actually, it's all right, it's growing. The Beard. So... that was one we spoke about previously.
Plenty of music,
all right,
that is seemingly using influence.
Yeah.
From previous records.
So we're going to have a look at a few in a minute, and we're going to determine whether it's influence.
Yep.
So from people they admire, and they've taken a little bit of their style and whacked it into their own style, put it into a musical bowl, stirred it around, came up with a classic track like Uptown Funk. Right? Just getting to this, by the way. We always said about that Oops Upside Your Head.
Yeah,
that was obvious. But there was another bit in the song that rang true to me. Like, I've heard it before.
Okay.
All right? And it's the middle bit with the horns.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This bit. That's always sounded familiar. Yeah, it's always sounded familiar to me. And then it hit me.
Okay.
Sounds very similar to this. When the horns come in now. Listen. Alright, so that's what I got from it.
It's definitely influenced.
Mark Ronson is bound to be influenced by Michael Jackson, right?
Of course.
Okay, so bad editing again, but just so you get the picture.
Don't believe me, just watch.
So it works. I've always heard that in that track. So,
but I think a lot of people,
one.
I think that's why songs like Uptown Funk are so successful. So because they are familiar.
Yeah.
They have that familiarity about them.
When it comes to Mark Ronson, I believe this is just a concoction of influences.
Yeah.
When it comes to Robin Thicke, I just think he's a fucking thief. All right. I don't know. There's something smarmy about that guy, isn't there?
Yeah.
You look at him and you think, yeah. You fucking stole that off of Marvin. Anyway, so saying that, it's now time for this week's show and tell.
Tell, show and 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 tell.
Tell it! For this week's show and tell, I've got some tracks together that sound very fucking similar. But I'm going to ask you the question. We're going to go through these and we're going to try and break it down. And we're going to try and work out whether it's influence or whether it's a downright lift of the song and they're just thieving fucking bastards. Oh-wah, oh-wah.
Oh.
Are you thieving bastards? Oh-wah, oh-wah. I don't know. Wait and see. Oh. We're proving. Oh-wah, oh-wah.
Oh.
Are they thieving bastards? Oh-wah, oh-wah.
They might be.
All right. The first one I'm going to play you is Ciara's 1-2 Step. So Ciara, 1-2 Step from 2004. Remember this one, Robert?
Vaguely.
1-2 Step. Yeah. But when this next track was released, I thought, this sounds really fucking familiar. Hey?
Oh, yes.
JLS, Beat Again, from 2009. So 5 years later... Asking you the question, Robert, was JLS inspired by Ciara and her 1-2 step in? Or did they just think, it's a nice little beat, I'll have that?
I'd be very tempted to say that that was influenced because of them being X Factor-ish and Simon Cowell, and he is very, very shrewd.
Yeah.
He's very clever. He knows what he's doing.
He is a thieving bastard.
But he is a massive, massive... Yeah, so I would say that's probably theft. I'm just going to go out there and say JLS are thieving bastards.
I would say that. I would say that as well.
It's too similar.
All right.
Too similar.
So that was, you know, quite recent, 2004. But it's been happening for a long time. We've been running out of music for a long time. This is why a lot of tracks nowadays, they're kind of like throwbacks to the 80s, maybe even
70s. Lots of sampling.
You know,
lots of sampling's
going on. Check this one out, right? Okay. Prince, back in 1982, right? With his track, 1999. Massive track, big tune, love this, all right? But hey, Phil Collins, it's a studio in 1985. Sounds exactly like Prince's 1999.
Does. It does sound ridiculous.
So,
I like it.
What do you reckon? Phil Collins, Prince, influence,
I have a soft spot for
or
Phil.
Downright theft?
I think I have to say that's influence.
Influence?
Yeah. I don't know if you're going to agree with me on this, but I would
say so. They were more into their music, weren't they, I would say.
Both of them, in their own right,
they're actually
brilliant musicians.
They're actually musicians, yeah, all right, I'll give you that one. We'd say influence on that one. All right, where are we going to go next? Calvin Harris. Released I'm Not Alone back in 2009.
Yep.
Soundtracks the summer of 2009 for me.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. Getting flashbacks. But hey, Chris Brown, a couple of years later, what are you doing? This is his track.
Yes.
Yeah, three times, right? Definitely has the Calvin Harris about it. But hang on, what's this? JLS back again.
Oh, hello, everyone.
Yeah. In the same year.
What, as...
as Chris Brown.
Chris Brown version.
Yeah, 2 years after the original. What are you saying? An influence?
Oh, that's a
or downright rip-off, because that was a big tune. If you wanted a good little...
I think they're both rip-offs. I think they're both thefts.
I'd have to agree with you there, yeah. Chris Brown, JLS, you thieving bastards. You thieving bastards. So, yeah, I would agree with you there.
Yep. Theft, so, right there.
I've got a few more, all right?
All right.
How about this one, Coldplay, eh? 2002, with the classic Clocks.
I think I know where you're going to go with this.
I'm going to go there. David Guetta, Kelly Rowland in 2009. So what we're saying is this, is David Guetta and Kelly Rowland influenced by Coldplay? Or is it a downright rip-off?
Going out there and saying this.
Yeah.
I've got massive beef with Guetta.
Yeah? Don't like Guetta?
Fake DJ. Rubbish.
Hang on. We'll carry this on about Guetta in a minute.
All right.
Guetta.
Theft.
David
Guetta. You are a thieving bastard.
Kenny Rowland. You're a bitch. Anyway. Yeah. So, what's your beef with Guetta?
Well, there's many occasions... Okay, where he's been caught DJing on TV shows.
Okay.
And there's like that fancy camera over the top view, and you can see the CDJs are on, but he hasn't even got CDs in them. And anyone that's ever used one of these bits of kit will know when, because the lights change, and you do get different displays depending on whether you've got CD actually in. Now, yeah, you can plug laptops in and all sorts of other gizmos and whatnot, but if you're going to do it, just bloody do it.
If you're there,
stop fake. If you're that good, see, and I don't doubt his DJing skills, I'm sure he's very good at being a live DJ.
It's easier in the studio behind a computer, right?
Of course it is.
All right. My beef with Guetta.
Yep.
Two things.
Okay.
Firstly, his face. I don't believe he needs to be in any of his music videos.
He's not very high on the.
Yeah. And every now and then he pops up because he produces a lot of. Tracks for other artists as well. He pops up in their music videos as well. And I just think the music video industry is oversaturated with David Guetta. So that's the first one.
There's just too much Guetta.
The second one is I think Guetta thinks too much of himself, because I've shown you that example of him ripping off Coldplay.
Yep.
But generally, he doesn't tend to rip anyone else off apart from himself. So this is 2007 with Love Is Gone, all right? Yep. One of his very first. This is 2009 with the Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling, all right?
Yep.
And then the same year, he does a song with loads of people, LMFAO, Fergie and everything, Getting Over You. So, you know, if there's any takeaway value from the podcast this week, it's don't trust David Guetta. Because he's definitely a thieving bastard. He even rips himself off. Guetta, he's a thieving bastard. So there you go. Just a little
snippet.
You've
got to plummet to new depths, haven't you, to rip your own work off.
Rip yourself off. You know? It's like, oh, I had a hit with that.
Oh. I just put it for a different sound effect. And we just, you
put
know.
That there.
There we go.
Everything would be fine.
A little bit faster, so, a little bit slower.
That was this week's Show and Tell. Show it. I showed it. Tell it. I told it.
Yeah, you did.
Right. I think we're done, ain't we? For this week.
Yep.
So there you go, that's it. Another episode of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted. It's now out on a
Wednesday.
And no longer a
Friday.
We used to record it on a
Thursday.
But now we don't. We do it on a
Tuesday.
And not much on a
Monday.
You know,
no, because Monday's rubbish.
Yeah, just start of the week.
Yeah, don't want to be tackling any more than is absolutely necessary on a Monday.
Right, you got anything to do?
Well, it's coming.
Busy mating.
Yeah, I got busy mating, mate. So yeah, I'm off to Go Ape I'm going ape on Saturday with my cousin.
What's that?
Basically, it's swinging around in trees and zip wires. It's going to be good. Basically, getting to turn into a seven-year-old again, but as an adult when you've got all the harnesses and it's going to be good.
Yeah, man.
Yourself, got anything planned?
No, nothing, mate, to be honest.
Formula One's back this weekend, isn't it?
Formula One's back this weekend.
Sunday?
Yeah, it's back this weekend. But hey, subscribe to us on iTunes, rate, review, whatever you want to do.
Stitcher
as well for your Android lovers. Now, last week we ended the show with a lullaby by new feature. It was the Jackson 5 ABC. This week, we're going to have another lullaby bye. And it's from the one and only... Thank you.